You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is a Friday, March 26th in the year 2021. And on this feel-good Friday, there are two things on the agenda. One, to make sure we help you feel good every second of the day. And two, to help you kick off your weekend and start your weekend off the right way. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JateStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today in segment two. We're going to continue our review of the basketball season. And segment two is all about Chris Holtmann. Segment three is all about three things the Buckeyes can do to improve from this point now going into next basketball season. We begin today's show talking about the football team. Al Washington talked to the media on Thursday. And there was numerous things that he said about this one topic that stuck out to me. Yes, we all know and we have all heard it here on the podcast, saw it on the social media. You may have even read some articles about it as well. The boys put the pads on Wednesday. Woo-hoo-wee! Man, just knowing that the boys are putting pads on and they're hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting and they're competing over and over and over again. And even people on social media, on the Twitter saying, run behind me. I'm here for it. As a football fan, before I became an analyst or a commentator or a podcast host or whatever word you want to describe this here talking head, I love this part of football season, football practice. The pads on. We're hitting over and over and over and over again. And in that, you're going to hear more from coaches about what's going on at the practice. And every now and then via the press conference or media availability segments of their day, you may hear a coach say something that stuck out to you about a very important topic about why they are at Ohio State and why Al Washington decided to stay and be the Buckeyes linebacker coach this season. Al Washington had the opportunity to leave, and when he found out that a private conversation, a topic of the conversation, was made public, he was not happy. And honestly, I can't blame him. If I had the opportunity to move around and to better my – or have the possibility to discuss opportunities about my career to better – or to go somewhere else at a higher position or go somewhere else even laterally, but same position as far as – positional coach, but maybe somewhere else to do the same thing, I might want to keep that between the person I'm talking to, me and that person, and maybe my wife, and maybe some close people, not the kids. He may tell the kids. Me personally, I'm keeping that thing very, very private on purpose. Nah, that conversation got out, and he wasn't the happiest when it did. But also, part of the reason, or a few reasons why he decided to stay at Ohio State. One, his friendship with Ryan Day and how close they are, not just professional relationship, but also just a friendship as well. But he likes the opportunity to work with a group of young men that he gets to work with on a day-to-day basis and see the progression from point A to point B to point C to point D, so on and so forth. Think about it. Some of you listening to this right now, you might be parents, or some of you may be teachers, or you may be a manager or a boss, or you may just be over somebody in some type capacity. And you would like and love to see that person progress consistently or at a steady pace, or simply progress at a pace maybe slower than what you think they would progress at, but you still like to see that person progress and keep going and bettering yourself. Young men come in from Ohio State out of high school and real early in January, and you see them come in. All right, cool. Body fat's a little bit higher than what we would like. Core's not as strong as what we would like. Not really grasping the concepts that we would like. But hey, he's a youngster, just came in. Gotta take it a little bit slower for him. But that progression from point A, we see how you come in at Ohio State. We see the type of young man you are. We see the tradition that linebackers have at Ohio State, the standard that has been set. And then all of a sudden I see, okay, cool, spring practice, we got you. Okay, cool, fall camp, first time, we got you. Okay, second spring. How do you improve from the first spring? How do you improve from the fall? Okay, cool. Second fall camp, how do you improve? And that progression from point A to point B to point C to point D. That's a big factor as to far as why Al Washington decided to stay at Ohio State. Another one, I hinted at it earlier, the standard for linebackers that have been set at Ohio State. It's a standard that has been set and it won't change. And linebackers, he knows they have to work to take advantage of the time that they have. Now, that's more going for spring practice, a comment as far as what's going on right now with spring practice being right here in front of us. But the standard at Ohio State, think about all the good, really good to great Ohio State linebackers that have come through the past 10 years. Not the history of your lifetime being a fan at the school, because you can comprehend that before going, oh, I know 1970, 1960, I know all the guys. Not all that stuff. Just the fact of you and just your lifetime of you being a fan. Think about all the great linebackers you've been able to watch over the past few years. 5 years. 10, sometimes you go like 10 years, you may forget. You may be like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. No, that was about 20 years ago, buddy. More than 10 years ago. Wait, no. You sure? I'm pretty sure Bobby Carpenter played during the 2012 season. No, that was mid-2000s. That was not right there in the 2012 season. This goes to show, one, time flies, but two, there have been a lot of great linebackers that have been at Ohio State. You may have wished Bobby Carpenter played in 2012, but he didn't play then. The standard at Ohio State, the family aspect that he mentioned as well, grandparents, family, friends, all there in Ohio. So instead of going away, he mentioned 12 hours, going 12 hours away, living 12 hours away, and making it very hard or difficult for family and friends to come over on a consistent basis so your kids that he has can see their grandparents on a regular basis. Yeah, home. It's a very hard at times to get people to leave home. Al Washington said a lot more, a few other things that happened. Just don't have enough time right now to get to all of them. I'm glad he stayed at Ohio State. The more I listened to Al Washington talk, I sent this text to my buddy and said, hey, Mike, I would love to play for Al Washington. The more I listened to him talk and how intelligent he is as a young man, sign me up. I'll put the pads on and play. If my time was now to keep on playing the football, let's step away very quickly. When we come back, we will continue our review of the basketball season. Segment 2 is all about Chris Holtmann. But first, check this out. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets. And, guys, it's even free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or your mobile device. And when you sign up, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, that is betonline.ag on your computer or your mobile device. And when you sign up today, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the new Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast. If this is your first time listening or watching Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time listening or watching the show, I want to say welcome back. Make sure you subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes so you don't miss a beat, either on your podcast listening app of choice or WKYC.com. Make sure you tune in there every single day, or WKYC on YouTube. Subscribe to their YouTube channel so you don't miss a beat. Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode for you every Monday through Friday. Chris Holtmann, down the stretch, and I'll start here before going back a little bit. Down the stretch of the season, some of you listening to this podcast may have been very critical of some of the decisions that he made. I know this. A couple of you may have reached out to me via Twitter asking questions. I will always respond with what I think is going on and just my honest opinion. Number two, I have seen some of you not reach out to me, but I have seen a lot of the conversation on the Twitter about Chris Holtmann. Down the stretch late in games, down the stretch late in the season, when things got a little bit tough. Normally, that is when people like us, myself included, get way more critical of how you're calling the shots than we do when things are going very, very well. Ohio State, I'm just going to compare numbers from last year to this year and then give it just a quick assessment of how I thought Chris Holtmann did during this season. Last year's record, 21-10. This year's record, 21-10. Conference record last year, 11-9. Ended the regular season fifth in the Big Ten Conference, 12-8 conference record this year. Finished the Big Ten regular season fifth in the Big Ten Conference. Final AP poll ranking, 19th. Now, the last AP poll came out on March 15th for this year. Ohio State finished seventh. I do not believe. I don't believe they should have been top 10 then. I know for sure they won't be top 10 now when the last AP poll comes out. Here's where things get interesting. Last year, points per game average for Ohio State, 72.1. That is the 143rd place out of 353 schools in D1 that played last year. This year's points per game are up a little bit over 5 points a game, but 77.2, 48th in the country there. Points that they allowed in the regular season or in last season, 62.9, 25th in the country, 71.1 points allowed this year, 201st in the country. See that large, ginormous jump. Offensive rating for Ohio State, 107.9, 48th in the country, 112.7. Offensive rating for Ohio State, 14th in the country. Defensive rating last year, 94.3, 54th school in that. Defensive rating for this year, 103.9, 263. There were both seasons last year and this year had a four-game losing streak in both seasons. Last year started in December. This year happened at the end of the season. Last year lost to number 22-ranked West Virginia. They lost at home to Wisconsin, lost on the road at Maryland and at IU. This year lost to your rival the first time around, number 3 team in the country. The only Big Ten team still playing in this year's NC2A tournament. This year lost at Michigan State. They lost at home to Iowa and at home to Illinois. Last year's four-game losing streak, two ranked teams. This year's, the three ranked teams they lost to in that stretch, they were all top 10 teams. Many people have been critical and were critical of Chris Holtmann. But when thinking about Chris Holtmann, what he came into the season with, there are more numbers I got here for you, but I'm going to go away from those right now. The roster, beginning of the season, Chris Holtmann had four transfers. Justice Suing transferred from Cal. C.J. Walker. Now, C.J. Walker had been at Ohio State since the beginning of the 2018 season. Well, he could not play during the 2018-19 season because he had to sit out 1 year due to NCAA transfer rules. He also had Seth Towns, a Harvard grad, but he had missed two previous seasons due to injury. Jimmy Sotos came in, I believe a grad transfer as well, transfer from Bucknell. Then also Abel Porter, a Utah State transfer, was ruled medically ineligible to play at the beginning of the season. Also, Musa Jallo missed last season as well due to injury. So you're not only having a few newcomers come in, a guy that was at your team last year didn't play, but he was going to be a key piece off the bench for you during this season. I say all of that to say this. A lot of times at the end of the season or during the season, we forget the deck of cards that a coach was dealt at the beginning. We forget exactly how the coach was able to go about his day, today, today, and sometimes knowing not everybody's practicing. Not everybody is going full tilt in practice if they're able to practice. So now what do we have in front of us ourselves to go with? Well, one, you got to figure out how to put the piece to the puzzle together, and there's no manual for this. There's no like step-by-step guide on how to respond when you have this many transfers, when you have so many guys that can't practice, and guys that are new to your team or some that have been there for a while couldn't play last year. There's no step-by-step manual. Chris Holman did a good job. Now, could it have been better? Yes. Defensively, not just at the end of the season, but all year long. Defensively was a problem. Was a problem for Ohio State. But when you look at Ohio State in this year, season high in points, 94 points a game. That was early in the season. That was against Illinois State. Their season low in points that they put up this year was 57 against Iowa. That was a loss. Season high, they gave up 92 points against the team up north the first time they played. That was to start the beginning of their four-game losing streak. And also the season low in points, Morehead State, that was a win. They only gave up 44 points. That was early in the season as well. Ohio State scored over 90 points four times this year against Illinois State, Notre Dame, Nebraska, and Penn State. They scored between 80 to 89 points, seven times, 70 to 79 points, 11 times. I had to look at my tallies very quickly, 11 times. I go through that once again to say this. We go and sometimes think about the end of the season. But how many teams out there do you think scored over 90 points four times this year? Or had scored between 80 to 89 points seven times this year? Or even 11 times they scored between 70 to 79? There are teams out there that have a very slow pace that never touch the 80 mark during any game of the season and are very, very successful. There are also teams that when they hit that, they may have to score 80 points to try and scratch and claw to simply be there. Chris Holman gets a lot of slack, a lot of heat, and I'm going to be very critical of him in the next segment as well. But I think a lot of times people forget how good of a coach Chris Holman is, and I always go back to the Archie Miller effect. Would I want Archie Miller to be the head coach of Ohio State or Chris Holman? Me, myself, and Diane, I think you, if you're honest, will say Chris Holman as well. He's not perfect. He's learning. It's year four, not year 10, 11, or 12. This is year four. One thing I think Chris Holman should do or should strive to have a goal for next year, get out of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. That's too much to ask? I don't think so. He was dealt a tough deck of cards. Did very, very well with what he had right there in front of him. But guys, when we come back, we're going to discuss some ways that he can improve, for the team to improve. Yes, I know the basketball season doesn't start until the fall of next year, but preparation can start today. But first, check this out. We have been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup is cookie dough versus birthday cake. Well, I just happen to have right here in front of me a little Built Bar here, and I'm going to hold it up to the camera so all of you guys can see it that are watching. It says birthday cake. I like cookie dough. You like cookie dough. We may love cookie dough, but birthday cake, there's a reason why it's right here by my notes for today's show, because that gets my vote. Go to BuiltBar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. Remember to use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15, LOCKED15, to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Are you ready for the NFL draft? Join Locked On NFL Draft host Trevor Sikkema and Benjamin Solak as they give you their latest positional rankings and analysis on 2021 draft prospects with team-centric guest mocks right around the corner. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcast. Guys, I hope you're having as much fun with today's show as I am. Anytime I get the cup on Locked On Buckeyes and just talk anything Ohio State with you, it's literally one of the highlights of my day. And one of the highlights of my day was really going through and just thinking about this here basketball season. There were a lot of good things, a lot of them. There were some stretches that weren't so hot as well, stretches during games, wins or losses, that weren't so hot because there's always ways to improve. And I am yet to see a perfect game. 100% from the charity stripe, 100% from downtown, 100% from two. You get all the rebounds. Nobody gets a foul. Nobody gets into it with the ref. Chris Holman doesn't get mad. I have yet to see those types of games. So, if I have yet to see a perfect game, and you have yet to see a perfect game, because there's never been a perfect game. There's ways to improve. You can start those right now. One way that I think Ohio State can improve, this has been a problem all season long defensively. Defensively, the perimeter defense did get better. You saw Musa Diallo step up. You saw Seth Towns step up a little bit. You saw some guys that stepped up in ways that you may not have thought. Justice Suing step up a little bit as well. Seth Towns was called and asked to play a bigger role down the stretch that I don't think before the season he was asked or thought he would be asked to embark upon and play that role. But he did it. Didn't back down. A little wake up. Had a little knee brace on him. But he still tried to tackle it the best that he could. Perimeter defense, well, just defense in general. Fixing the defensive issues from start to finish. For a team to go from a defensive rating of 94.3 in one season and be 54th with defensive rating to 263 the next, I do understand last year's team was more talented than this team, but that right there is a drastic jump from 54 to 263. That's a lot. That's a lot. And in a conference where you can't take any days off, you're literally having to scratch and claw and fight and not almost said bite. You're not literally biting people on the basketball court, but you get the gist. You're having to do those types of things. Defense is huge. And that type of jump from D rating of from 54 to 263, that's just where you fall. Is go 1 through 347 for this year's teams. Got to fix the defense. Got to improve there. Defensive rotations were bad. Defensive communication was bad. It wasn't just the end of the season. Go back and watch some of those early games. You'll see those games. There were some struggles there as well. Finishing games was a problem. Transition D was a problem as well. Two things. We'll close up shop for the week. One, strength and conditioning. I am amazed, thoroughly amazed, that Ohio State basketball, after every game, there was somebody that you see, you found out, ooh, a little nick, a little dinged up, a little ooh, a little this, a little that. Think to the football season. We didn't really hear much about injury situations. There were injuries that happened prior to the season, but we didn't hear much about that player being hurt or this player being hurt or that player being hurt. Both sports are contact sports. Basketball physical. The football is physical as well. But I'm curious. Now, I'm not saying this is the problem. I'm just curious to spitball into you. I'm curious if the strength and conditioning was part of the problem, why there were so many players that couldn't recover or couldn't practice consistently all of the injuries. I don't know. I'm not a medical doctor. I have no idea. But I'm very, very curious because the injury situation for Ohio State was very alarming. We watch a lot of basketball. Injuries are going to happen. But think about how many times we talked here, or maybe you read an article, or maybe on the radio station, 5, 6 guys can't practice. 3 guys can't practice consistently. We're going to a game, and we got to figure out this thing on the fly. That's normal. But the injury situation, that was alarming to me. And then number 2, this is going to be a long-term project. You watch the NCAA tournament, and you see teams from the SEC, the Big 12, the Pac-12, who got really disrespected this year. I guess I understand we're on their little East Coast bias. I am on Eastern time like you guys are. But Pac-12, they play really good basketball. There's a reason why Gonzaga is on this side of the country. They're kind of tucked away in that little corner, the northwest corner of the country or section there. And they don't get a lot of attention. They don't get the attention that they deserve. They just keep turning on NBA talent. Mark Few just keeps going to the NCAA tournament every single year. They have 3 players in the AP first that made the first AP All-Americans that made either the first and second teams this year. There's a really good shot. They're going to get the number 1 player in the country right now out of high school, a 7-footer in Chet Holmgren. Yes, I mentioned here, Chris Holtman went to him and offered him a scholarship. I mean, you kind of have to. But if I'm Chet Holmgren, am I going to go to Gonzaga? Or am I going to go to Ohio State? Recruiting is big. And you have to recruit the kind of athletes that not just can win Big Ten games, but can win NCAA tournament games and make deep tournament runs. Yes, Big Ten basketball is physical. But think back to the football team, Ohio State football. There were some losses, big losses. Think back to the loss that Jim Trussell had against Urban Meyer back, I think it was in the 06 or 07 season in the national championship, BCS season. I think it was the 06 season. tournament or BCS championship played in 07, January of 07. You beat the game, 1-2, Ohio State versus the team up north. Many people said that Ohio State and whoever won the game between that game, 1-2, that should be the national championship. As good as that Ohio State team was, and just, there was an injury to open the game, Florida was better. The speed, the physicality, the way they played, the way they recruited was better. And you ultimately saw a shift in Jim Tressel and how he coached and how he recruited players. This might be a wake-up call for Ohio State. Now, granted, Oral Roberts is not a top-tier team, a power team, a power conference team. But there's a reason that they have those athletes, those guys, the law firm of A. Smith and O'Banner, and they are going into a deeper tournament run than Ohio State. Recruiting is key. Recruit guys that can play two styles of basketball, in Big Ten basketball and basketball that the other conferences have been recruiting for quite a long time, because that's what you need in today's basketball to take deep tournament runs. I'm not an analytics guy, as you know. I'm not a guy that's going to say, oh, need to take threes and shoot, take a lot of threes and only layups, no mid-range. I'm not that guy. But one thing I will say is, it's taking me a little bit time as far as the analytics. I'm not all the way on the analytics. I'm not. But it didn't take me very long to realize you have to recruit athletes in today's NBA. I mean, college basketball. I keep going to NBA. You got to recruit athletes consistently. And it's going to take a shift from next year to the year after, the year after. But unlike in football, where you may have to change your scheme, in basketball, those guys can be instant impact players immediately. Change in recruiting, recruiting more athletes, the top-tier guys going after them, that's key to consistent success. Guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode, or watching, excuse me, another episode of Locked On Buckeyes. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JSteven07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Guys, 5-star reviews, fill the review section on Apple with 5-star reviews. Other places you can listen to Locked On Buckeyes are the radio.com app or Google Podcast, Stitcher, or even iHeartRadio. Just in a few places you can subscribe and listen to Locked On Buckeyes so you don't miss a beat. On Tuesday, March 30th, it is the Pro Day. We'll be talking about that early next week, the day of the Pro Day, and even the day after.